Doctor's office.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, good afternoon. Hi, good afternoon. Am I speaking with Rio? And by the way, my name is Klein from Upper Coast Specialty Network. I'm looking for Rio.
Yeah, I'm Rio. How can I help you? And sorry, where are you calling from?
All right. I'm calling from Upper Coast Specialty Network. Actually, Rio, yeah, thank you for answering my call back. We have just spoke earlier regarding one of your patients, Steven Stubinski. Do you recognize this one? Date of service 11/14/2023 with bill amount $850
yeah.
Under tax ID
232859235. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Provide me the date of birth, patient, so I can pull up the account in my system.
I apologize for you. You are unable to provide me with the date of birth of the patient.
Oh, okay. Just... give me one.
This is, I have a follow up. Sorry about that. Sorry for interrupting.
Something you are, contact, you will contact the Sedwick for payment information, right?
Yes, that's what I have advised you on our call earlier. So I have contacted the carrier and I spoke to Victoria and she said that there is no payment on their end as well. And the bill was, or the service is not authorized. It was denied. And that you need to get authorization and send the bill and medical records to Cedric. So the bill was denied due to our, because the service is not authorized. That's what Victoria told me. That's what Cedric told me. Yes.
Why it is not authorized? I'm not understanding. Like, we have to get any authorization from Cedric, is it?
All right. So moving forward, here's what you will need to do. You need to, if you are disputing that this service should not be authorized at all, you need to submit an appeal letter. So, and also medical records. So you will need to submit a reconsideration with an appeal letter, medical records, and also a claim form and mark it as a reconsideration in order so that we can avoid duplication. And hold on. That's if you are disputing that this should not be, the service should not be authorized at all, okay? However, since the Cedric stated that it needs to, you need to get authorization, then you will need to submit an authorization letter as well.
Uh-huh. And where I have to submit that claim? To you or to the Cedric?
To Cedric. Reconsiderations are being filed directly with Cedric.
No issue, I'll contact them. It's like, is it possible, can you fax me the denied EOB? So also we can...
I apologize to you. I apologize to you. I'm unable to have an access to the explanation of benefits and I am unable to send explanation of benefits as well. I'm unable to have an access with that. So for reconsiderations, can we submit that to the carrier directly, okay?
Okay, no issue. I'll contact them.
All right. All right. Thank you again for answering my callback. That's all on my end. That's all from my end. So you have a wonderful day ahead. Bye for now.